Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Arach in Perek Ches, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find Yosef Kahal going Bikarav Mamish. Now the next four Mishnahs, we're going to be learning about a certain type of hekdesh that's called Cheirem. The Pasuk actually tells us that a person could be Machrim, which is a way of being makdish something, either to Kehanim or to the Beis HaMikdash. These are two different types of Cheiremim. And so the Mishnah begins by talking about a Cheirem of Kehanim. Mishnah Daled says, Machrim Adam, Mitzonim B'karoi, Me'avadov, Mishivchos V'aknanim, U'misdeachuzasai. A person could be Machrim to Kehanim from his flock, meaning from his sheep and goats, and from his cattle, and from his non-Jewish slaves and maidservants, and from his steachuzo, which is his personal field. However, v'mechrim is kulam, if he was machrim the entire thing, meaning if he made a cheirim of all of his soinim bakar, and he said that all of it goes to the kehanim, einon muchramin, then they're not muchram, they're not given to the kehanim. The Reb Elazar, it's Reb Elazar's opinion, and that's based off of Joshua and Pasuk, that you can only be machrim some of these nechasim, but not all of them. Now, Reb Elazar ben Azariah adds on, ma'im l'gvaya, just like we're talking about l'gvaya for a holy purpose, ain adam is calling chasav. A person's not able to be machrim all of their possessions. For sure, when we're just dealing with interpersonal relationships, a person should be very careful regarding their nechasim, not to just waste them or spend frivolously. They should be careful with their money and how they use it. Moving on to Mishnah, I continue to discuss cheirem hamachrim benoy ubitoy. If a person's machrim his son or daughter, or his Jewish servant or maid servant, or a field that he had bought from somebody else, so it's somebody else's stay achuza, and it's called a stay mikna by him, as we mentioned at the beginning of the previous parak, einon muchramim. They're not muchram. She'ein adam machram davar she'ein shalai. A person can be machram someone that's not his, and his son and daughter are not his. They're not his rishas, and his Jewish servant and maidservant are also not his, and his stay mikna is not his. As we had just said, he bought from somebody else, and it's that other person's stay achuza, so it's really not his at all. Now we have another discussion. Koyhanim leviim einon machrimin divar Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that a kohen levi themselves are not able to be machram. That's because since cheirim goes to koyhanim, a kohen can't be machram something to go to other koyhanim. And Levim are included in this as well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's based off of Joshua and Pasuk. Rabbi Shimon argues, and he says, okay, Hanim ain't machrimin. Kehanim are not able to be machrim, shacharam shalhem, because charamim go to them, as we just said. A person's machrim something goes to a kayin, so kayin can't be machrim something to other kayhanim. However, halavim machrimim. Levim could be machrim something, shein acharam shalhem, because a person who's machrim something, it doesn't go to a levi, it goes to the kayin. Therefore, a levi could be machrim something to a kayin. Now, Rabbi clarifies, and he says, Nir div Rabbi Yehuda, that which Rabbi Yehuda had said, that a Levi is not able to be machrim, it seems that his opinion is correct in regards to karka, in regards to land. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Ki achuzas oylam hu lahem, because it is an achuzas oylam, a holding of it forever, and this specifically refers to the cities and the fields of Levium that they are granted, that they are given by the Torah, and the Torah says that these belong to the Levium forever. And so it makes sense that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that a Levi can't be machrim something, is specifically referring to these fields that are by the Levium forever, and they never leave the Levium's hands, so Levi can't be machrim that. And the Rav Shimon, that was Rav Shimon had said, the Levim are able to be machrim b'metaltalin, that's just referring to regular movable objects, she'en achrim shalhem, because since a cheirim is not given to a Levi is able to be machrim his movable objects, and those would be given to the kehanim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's mission of Vav and Zayin, continue to discuss charamim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.